This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The president's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the 80th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Flower petals will be showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force. Unfurling of the national flag will be synchronized with the 21-gun salute. After the showering of flower petals, the Prime Minister will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. For the first time, Vande Mataram will be rendered during the celebrations at Red Fort. The cadets of National Cadet Corps and My Bharat volunteers will sing the national song Vande Mataram, followed by the national anthem. Delhi Police has also made elaborate security arrangements in the national capital. The government has announced gallantry and service medals for 1,057 personnel of the police, fire services, home guard and civil defence and correctional services on the occasion of Independence Day tomorrow. The Ministry of Home Affairs today released a list of 301 medals for gallantry, including 272 for police personnel and 29 for fire service personnel. The medal for gallantry is awarded for conspicuous acts of gallantry in saving life and property, preventing crime or apprehending criminals. Of the 301 gallantry medals, 197 personnel from left-wing extremism-affected areas, 51 from Jammu and Kashmir, 12 from the northeast, and 41 from other regions are being awarded for their gallant actions. A total of 92 President's Medals for Distinguished Service have also been awarded. These include 83 for police service, 4 for fire service, 3 for civil defence and home guard service, and 2 for correctional service. In addition, 664 medals for meritorious service has also been awarded. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid homage to all those who lost their lives in the partition and to those who struggled against the atrocities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost, and immense suffering was endured. He also wished that the day deepens everyone's resolve to preserve harmony and brotherhood in the country and work collectively towards building a Vikasit Bharat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narcotics Control Bureau has secured the return of fugitive drug kingpin Virinder Singh Basoya from the UAE. He was taken into custody upon his arrival at the IGI airport, New Delhi, early this morning. His return to India was secured through sustained coordination with the UAE authorities by Indian agencies. The National Human Rights Commission has issued a notice to the Haryana Chief Secretary and Faridabad Police Commissioner over the alleged death of a person and injury to others due to inhaling toxic gases while cleaning a manhole without safety gears. Taking Sirmoto cognizance of the incident, the Commission has called for a detailed report on the status of the investigation. India has dispatched the first tranche of the 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the assistance includes medicines and medical equipment, temporary shelter and hygiene support, and other essential items needed in the aftermath of the disaster. And with that, we end this news bulletin.